אתם עם SBS בעברית. שלום אוסטרליה. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant became the first minister in the coalition government to announce that he will not vote for the judicial overhaul when it comes before the Knesset this week. Some Likud MKs and coalition partners called on the Prime Minister Netanyahu to fire him. Gallant said he would not resign. After he made the announcement last night, Likud MKs Yuli Edelstein and David Bitan said they backed Gallant. Edelstein, who's chair of the Knesset's Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee, thanked Gallant for joining the path I've been leading for weeks. The majority of people want and understand the need for changes in the judicial system, but this must be done with patience, dialogue and broad discourse in order to reach a broad consensus. Agriculture Minister Avi Dichter has also spoken with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Likud MKs and has asked them to stop the judicial overhaul bills until after Yom HaTzmaut, although he has yet to announce that he will break ranks and vote against the bills. Gallant's statement came as hundreds of thousands of Israelis took to the streets in 150 locations to demonstrate the proposed legislation for the 12th week running. In Tel Aviv, there were 125,000 people, in Haifa, 60,000, and in Jerusalem, in the biggest turnout since the protest began, tens of thousands marched from the president's residence to Kikar Paris, near the official residence of the prime minister. There, the speeches focused on the danger of the disintegration of Israeli society and the determination to preserve the democratic system of checks and balances. Speeches noted that another woman was killed by her husband, the eighth woman to be killed in domestic violence this year, and condemned the fact that Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir last week refused to advance the electronic monitoring legislation that would offer some protection to women threatened by domestic violence. Speakers also reminded protesters that the coalition contains two parties that do not allow women to be elected and that coalition agreements include extending the power of religious courts where women are disadvantaged. In Tel Aviv, protests ended with arrests and some violence when protesters broke through to the main Ayalon highway and refused to move. All the demonstrations began by sending condolences to two soldiers wounded in a shooting attack in Harawa earlier in the day, in the third incident in the town in a month. On Sunday, David Stern was shot and badly wounded in a terror attack while driving through Harawa. That attack came exactly 3 weeks after two Israeli brothers were shot dead in a terror attack while driving through the town. Nearly 1,000 retired Israeli Air Force pilots yesterday pledged their support for reservist personnel who've notified their units that they will not be reporting for a weekly flight session in protest of the government's judicial overhaul plans. The retired pilots wrote, "Volunteering for reserves can only happen in a democracy. The values on which the pilots were raised over generations do not allow them to continue serving the country that is changing its face from democracy to dictatorship." Hundreds of Israeli Air Force officers and military reservists have joined the protests in recent weeks against the coalition's efforts to restrict the High Court of Justice's power, declaring that they won't report for duty if the overhaul passes. A significant proportion of the protesting reservists have already stopped reporting for duty, and this is one of the factors that led to Defense Minister Gallant's opposition to the legislation being passed in its present form. Demonstrators against the government's judicial overhaul continued on Thursday on what was dubbed a day of paralysis. There were protests countrywide and several arrests of people for blocking roads and for disturbing public order. Thousands participated in a march through the ultra-Orthodox city of Bnei Brak. The local reaction was mixed, with some Haredim offering protesters cakes while others shouted abuse at them. Yeshiva students were told by their rabbis to stay away from the protesters, and most did so. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took off early on Friday morning for a weekend visit to London. Netanyahu's plane was delayed amid plans by anti-judicial overhaul protesters to attempt to block the Premier's path to the airport as he made his way to Europe for the third weekend in a row. Netanyahu was greeted by several hundred Israeli and Jewish protesters chanting against the Prime Minister and his government as he arrived at 10 Downing Street for talks with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Friday morning. Sunak stressed the importance of Israel upholding democratic values in their meeting. His statement also stressed international concern at growing tensions in the West Bank and encouraged all efforts to de-escalate, particularly ahead of the upcoming religious holidays. Netanyahu said his conversation with Sunak centered around the Iranian nuclear threat, and he thanked the British Prime Minister for his position on the issue, but noted that more pressure needs to be applied to Tehran. On Thursday night, Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed his government's judicial shakeup for the first time after the Knesset passed a bill protecting him from being dismissed. Until now, he has been legally required to stay out of the negotiations on legislation impacting on the legal system due to a conflict of interest. He's on trial in 3 corruption cases. Early on Thursday morning, the government passed a law that means he can only be dismissed if 3/4 majority vote by a 3/4 majority vote of government ministers or MKs, and then only for mental or physical health reasons. So Netanyahu addressed the issue and said his government will continue to implement the plan responsibly. The Prime Minister acknowledged that both proponents and opponents of the legislation have valid concerns and said he would take action to address both. But he also confirmed that his government will, this week, put forward a bill to put Supreme Court appointments directly in coalition control. He asserted the law that will pass next week in the Knesset is a law that does not control the courts. It balances and diversifies it. It opens the door of the court to views and publics and vast sectors that hitherto were excluded from it. Attorney General Gali Baharav Miara informed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday that he had violated the conflict of interest agreement that allows him to govern during his ongoing corruption trial, and called his statement on Thursday night and any further involvement in the coalition's judicial overhaul illegal and tainted by a conflict of interest. The 2020 deal forbade Netanyahu from making senior law enforcement and judicial appointments or getting involved in legislative matters that may impact his ongoing trial. Netanyahu's announcement on Thursday night came hours after the Knesset passed the law designed to shield him from being removed from office from under this agreement. Following Baharav Miara's announcement, the Movement for Quality Government in Israel, which has previously petitioned the court regarding Netanyahu's conflict of interest, said it would submit a further petition asking that he be found in contempt of court and demand that the sanctions prescribed by law be imposed on the Prime Minister, including heavy fines and imprisonment. A Prime Minister who does not obey the court and its orders is an anarchist and taking advantage of his privilege. Security forces were on high alert in Jerusalem for the first Friday of Ramadan. 83,000 people took part in afternoon prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Friday. Some restrictions on movement for West Bank and Gaza Palestinians were eased to allow women, children, and some men to pray there without permits. The event passed peacefully. Jews have been banned from going up to the Temple Mount during Muslim prayer times during the holy month. And the Baha'i community also celebrated its new year on Wednesday night. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.